You might think after this winter's constant snowfall, Wisconsin wouldn't be in a drought. But the U.S. Drought Monitor shows that 44% of the state is experiencing abnormally dry conditions. Pockets of western and south central Wisconsin are in a moderate drought. According to the National Weather Service, this winter's snowfall had very little water content. Adams County UW Extension Agriculture Agent Don Genricks says some corn and soybean farmers are already concerned about the drought. With the area's sandy soil, Genrick says it's become difficult for farmers to raise crops unless they have irrigation. So more farmers are installing high-capacity wells.
5 years ago, most of the high-capacity wells dealt with potato and vegetable production. But now there's just a lot of guys that are just raising corn, soybeans, and alfalfa for some of the dairy cows, and just a couple hundred acres have put in a high-capacity well to be able to raise crops.
Pierce County's UW Extension Agriculture Agent Greg Andrews says corn growers in his area are hoping a new type of seed will result in a good crop, regardless what the weather brings.
When they're making their buying decisions late last fall going into early winter, they wanted to look for hybrids that were as drought tolerant as they could be, looking for genetic traits that align with pretty broad spectrum of resiliency in those corn hybrids in the event that they have dry conditions.
Andrews says the most ideal conditions for farmers would be for temperatures to rise steadily and for weekly rainfall in the summer. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.